Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me. 884-9910 if there's something that you'd like to talk about today. I know, unfortunately, still talking about COVID-19, Chinese Wuhan virus. But Jason called in the last hour and put me to the task and challenged me. So I immediately got on it. When it comes to being an independent contractor here in Nevada or anywhere, the CARES Act doesn't really, you know, apply to individual states. It applies to unemployment. You know, it is the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. CISLAC shouldn't have too much control over that. By the way, CISLAC shouldn't have control over anything. So head to fightfornevada.com. Fight, F-O-R, Nevada.com. Because we are well on our way. Last day of signing to be able to sign the recall petition, which actually some bigger names are getting into now, is May 17th. So we need to get all this done, all the different counties. We also need help with collecting signatures because CISLAC made it a whole lot harder. So please, fightfornevada.com. We need to get CISLAC out. All the information that you need is right there. Unemployment for independent contractors. So I started going through the process here. I'm still going to try and get Marie on for tomorrow's show from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. Because if you do your search and you look for, you go through and for Nevada, Congress has passed the Coronavirus Aid, Response, and Economic Security Act. Of course, we all know that as CARES. And as a result of CARES Act, for the first time ever, independent contractors can be entitled to unemployment benefits. To qualify, you must certify that here are the hoops that you have to jump through. And what really POs me is how vague some of these things are termed. And of course, we know that's how they get you. I think that's how CISLAC has decided who gets to stay open and who has to close. And of course, you don't want to piss them off. So here we go. You must certify that you were diagnosed with COVID-19 or experienced symptoms or are seeking a diagnosis. How do you certify that you're seeking a diagnosis? Yeah. A member of your household that has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Don't quite get that one. You are providing care to a family member with COVID-19. You have primary caregiving responsibility to a child that is unable to attend school due to COVID-19. Okay, well, all kids aren't attending school because of COVID-19. They shut the schools down, but then they went online. So now does your kid have to have COVID-19? Again, vague. you cannot reach your place of work because of a quarantine or advice of a healthcare provider to self-quarantine. You can't reach your place of work because of a quarantine. Is a quarantine when they tell you to shut your business down? Again, vague. You become a breadwinner after the head of your household has COVID-19. You had to quit your work as a result of coronavirus. You had to quit. You had to quit. Again, that's vague. I mean, there are so many things that can be read into that. Well, what if I didn't quit? I was told to stay home. Or your work location was closed as a direct result of a COVID-19 public health emergency. The benefits you can receive vary from state to state. However, the CARES Act increased the maximum unemployment benefit by $600 per week through July 31st and extended coverage by an additional 13 weeks to a maximum of 39 weeks. Again, here's the biggest thing that if you want to read into this, and I'm getting this from NOLO, NOLO.com. Okay, it's legalese here for you, NOLO.com. Look it up. You can even look it up by state. But right under all of that stuff that I just read to you, misclassification as an independent contractor. Even if you don't qualify for unemployment benefits under the CARE Act, you could still get them based on the information you provided. It sounds like you might have been misclassified as an independent contractor and should have been classified as an employee instead. Okay, that doesn't fall into the line of people asking for salon workers, for barbers, for nail techs. There's even eyelash people now. Masseuses, estheticians. So again, we need to get Maria on and have her clarify all this. Because that's the big question. Am I an independent contractor? The coronavirus outbreak and the subsequent CARES Act legislation has recently changed independent contractors' ability to claim unemployment benefits. This article has been updated to cover these new developments. So, there you go. NOLO.com. NOLO.com. Also, another good place to go is careeronestop.org. careeronestop.org. And I'll try to get these up on my website tonight through 991fmtalk.com, my webpage through there, because there are some. I went through the Nevada identifier for you on this. And it says Nevada Unemployment Insurance Program. So all of these are different locations. Why do they make it as hard as possible for you to get help? Because they have to justify what they're doing. Because remember, they get money too. They get money to hire more people, answer more phone calls, put more phone calls on hold, try to return more phone calls. So we'll get the latest on that. If they make it easy, too many people can get in there and get what they need. But then again, we've already had cases of unemployment fraud. Because there were a lot of people out of work before this whole thing came about that had no intentions of getting a job, but figured they could take advantage of this program. And why not? Free money that the taxpayers get to pay for. I mean, really think of the circle. This money that you've paid into, that you have to now ask for back, that they're going to limit. Think of all of the things that we could be taking care of if we weren't taxed to death. And more taxes are just coming. Whether you be a business owner, a shopper, an employee, a homeowner, more taxes are coming. Maybe this is how they're going to justify, as they've already written up documents at the state legislature. Yes, because you know what? Legislators are still legislating. Just because it's not in session doesn't mean that things aren't going on. They're still having meetings. Things have been written up for, you're going to love this, and I hope you're paying attention, Nevada state income tax. Would Sisolak push for that? Yes. Hell yes, he's going to push for that. All in the sense of caring for this community. I mean, it's going to take a couple of votes to change the Constitution. But they don't care. They're still going to push it. Still two votes of the people. But what have we seen from the people? When it's to help pay for education, when it's to help pay for those in need, we have more Californians over here than you can imagine. I mean, if Sisolak can get in there as governor, he's got the votes to be governor. Does he have the votes to push his supporters, the Democrats, into the need for a state income tax? Are you willing to risk that? Are you willing to chance that? Then recall him. Fightfornevada.com. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Notice how he didn't say faster. I'm definitely slowing down. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, this is how things happen. So the IRS is launching this new program to help people get stimulus money if you haven't filed online and do direct deposit. So this is how scams happen. Okay. Now, the IRS is going to launch Get My Payment. Oh, did they launch it already? Craig, join me because it says that they were going to do it next week. But so they've already launched the program. But this is how fraud can happen. What did you do to get onto this?
Well, I got an initial email because I've already signed up for IRS notifications and everything. I got a notification that it was ready to go, and I wasn't sure of the link inside the IRS email labeled IRS. So I actually went to irs.gov, and it's actually a link on their main page that says, let's see, I'm going to it really quick now. It is not Vogue, not Vogue.
We both have dyslexia,
yes,
please.
We do. And it's fun working together. So there's on their way, on their page, there's a get tax relief.
Coronavirus tax relief.
Right. There's that. And then there's another on their page, non-filers enter payment info here. It's the very first link. And on that, it actually takes you in. Non-filers enter payment info here. There's a button. You click on it, and it looks weird because it takes you to an outside form, freefilefillableforms.com. But I have verified it's safe and it's good because I've actually gone and done it.
Okay. So I urge you, take the process that Craig did. Do not click on the link that it is in any email. Okay? Go to irs.gov yourself, because there are scammers out there who are trying to get your information, because the information you are going to have to submit is your bank account, your social security number, your birthday.
And they are verifying who you are, because they've got a cross-reference with your with the DMV database in every state. So it asks you for your driver's license, the year, the date it was issued, and the date it expires.
Okay, so see, there is your verification right there. IRS.gov. Do not click on links from emails that you are not sure about. Actually, I don't click on links from any emails that I haven't requested or people that I know.
And that's even me.
I don't even click on Craig's stuff because I know he's just weird and wants to send me stuff. But that's how you protect yourself. There is so much fraud going on right now. It's just sickening. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone line and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What's up?
Oh, I just love your show, and I think you're the best host on the entire Fox network as far as the women go out there, and wanted to thank you for your work. And I just need to go on a road trip, and I need some Monica J. 99.1 FM Talk stickers for my bumpers. And I think I'm going to drive all the way across the country, maybe go eat a couple Maine lobsters, maybe go surfing on the Jersey Shore. And I'm going to be stopping at Front Sight and getting all kinds of training, too.
I think that is an excellent idea. Definitely go up. Well, I'm kind of short on time right now, but I would love to go to Front Sight sometime. That is an absolute incredible place. You've got to come up north, though, and check out all of the hieroglyphics that we have as you head out towards Elko and the Ruby Mountains. And it is just spectacular. And I hope more people do that. And rather than, you know, trying to get all this coronavirus, Chinese, Wuhan, whatever, and plan your cruise or your next vacation, you know what? Why don't you help the people across Nevada, all those small businesses that are still trying to recover, the restaurants, the bars, stop out at a bar in the middle of nowhere and hear the stories. Find
yes,
the people.
I can also see Rudy's from my vantage point, meaning the great plumbers in South Lake Tahoe, just right across our beautiful blue right now. And it's so nice because there aren't a bunch of idiot, foreigner, stranger, alien tourists, you know, raiding my beach. And it's just gorgeous, beautiful, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing. And I'm not afraid of the cooties.
You know, I'm not afraid of the cooties either. So, Kelly, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for the call today. And whatever you do, be safe. Because, you know, we do have to prepare for the cooties. I just find it very ironic that we weren't preparing before. What has been one of the most common, common jokes amongst people when it comes to getting sick, especially if it comes, you know, going to a hospital or something? That's one of the easiest ways to get viruses. You go and you visit someone in the hospital. Well, you're getting the virus from the hospital. Not everything is cleaned constantly, and you've got people going around, touching door handles, sneezing, coughing, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. We have not cleaned like we were supposed to. And, oh, isn't that great? You know, there are businesses coming forward, and right now, Governor Sisolak has his minions in the prisons. Maybe that's why he got all that hydroxychloroquine for the prisons, because now the prisoners are making disinfectants or they're making hand sanitizers for first responders, for law enforcement and healthcare. Okay, but that's everybody, it seems like. All of the brewery, not the breweries, but, you know, the distilleries and stuff, everybody's coming forward saying, yeah, we're making all this hand sanitizer and all that's great. You know, and we're giving it to law enforcement. Well, that's wonderful. But what about the people who need it? It's still not available in stores. You still have to order it online if you can find it anywhere. And it's really expensive. And you're probably not even going to get it for another 2 weeks. So what's the deal? How about somebody thinking about the people, about the public? Not just healthcare workers, that the beds are empty in the hospitals. Just my thought. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT. KKFT.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Throwing out the talk and text lines at 884-9910. We're backed up, actually. All the lines are full, so let's get to Paul White, who was my scheduled guest, actually, at this time, because there's so much to talk about. But Kevin and Doug, please hang on the lines. I appreciate you calling in and different topics to call about. But Paul White, who is also a candidate, by the way, just throwing this out there, for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees and co-founder of QOL Reno, QOL-Reno.org. If you'd like to find out more. And Paul, you are my watchdog when it comes to the city of Reno. You and Jeff Church just bring me the most incredible stuff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Monica. Good to hear you.
So even though we're on, you know, self-quarantine and shut down and stay at home and blah, 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 city of Reno is still doing stuff and still not doing stuff as well. Where are we with the homeless population right now? Because as far as I understand, there's open beds at the Reno Event Center where the homeless are being housed right now. Nobody's at the VOA shelter, but there are still homeless people out on the streets.
There are, Monica. Glad you got a lot of callers, so I can make it fairly brief for you and for the callers and the listeners, too. What we've got is about a 400-bed shelter at the event center. And out of that 400 beds, there's what we're hearing is there's anywhere from 40 to 50 empty per night. Now, what that means is, before this, if you remember, the police said, well, based on that Martin versus Boise Ninth Circuit ruling, we can't take them up off. We can't arrest or jail the people who are sleeping illegally in parks, on the river, on the sidewalks, only if we have a bed available. The VOA was much smaller. Well, now with 40 to 50 beds a night, Monica, that means that since March 20th, which is, I believe, when the event center opened, our police had the right, the ability, legal authority to go out on the street and pick up 40 to 50 vagrant by choice, the real homeless people are in getting services. These are vagrants masquerading as homeless, resisting services. And the police had the right to go out and say, you can either go over here to the shelter, or we're ticketing you for court, or we're taking you in if they've got warrants and things for jail. Now, they haven't done this. If they'd been doing this 7 days a week since that shelter opened, Monica, by right now, they would have shaken down almost 2,000 people out there on the street, saved the city millions, and one of three things would have happened. Either the people would have said, okay, I'll go to the shelter, I'll start getting services, great, we all win. The people would have said, no, I don't want services, and I'm not taking them, in which case they would have been picked up, cited, or arrested. Again, we all win. Third possible option, they would have said, you know, Reno is serious about protecting its quality of life. I'm going to move somewhere else to run my scams. Again, we would all win too. Please have your listeners call their city council person and say, why are you blowing this perfect opportunity, something good that could come out of this quarantine, to where when it ends, the homeless problem could have been non-existent in Reno, and instead, the chief of police, the mayor, the council have sat on their hands, taking no action. I tell you, the leadership, there's no explanation for it.
And that is absolutely true. And that's why I want to see the campaign go forward for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Because, Paul, I didn't know this until you sent it to me, but on April Fool's Day Eve, actually, the Washoe County School Board announced that they were going to put Kristen McNeil in as the permanent superintendent, and they were going to dump their search. But she wasn't even in the top six candidates.
How does that happen? The man, I believe his last name was Martinez, who preceded Tracy Davis. So he was fired for being incompetent. So who did they hire? His assistant, Tracy. Didn't go outside. A person who'd supported a failed guy. So she did worse than he did. And now she was fired, paid off. Who do they hire? The person who was the number one implementer of all her failed policies, Miss McNeil. And they paid the search company for what? But you see, it all comes from the fact that not one person on the board has 10 seconds of traditional classroom or administrative experience in turning a school around and getting kid behavior and raising academics. Well, none of them know anything firsthand about it. Is it any wonder the school district continues to just do what they will and the board is offering no protection to the community? I mean, this most recent thing with McNeil is just beyond description. And the new board members are as bad as the old ones. Caudill was quoted as saying, oh, she's shown great growth. What on earth does he know about growth? He's never worked in a school for 30 seconds.
And here you pay this firm that this is what they do. They're headhunters. They go out and find the best people, and they are disregarding their recommendation. So what a waste of money there just to begin with. Paul, how can people find out more about your campaign and where they can get the hot sheet, which goes through all of the homeless and the issues that we've talked about?
They can do three things, Monica. They can electpaulwhite.com is my website. They can go on QOL Reno and read about the schools and what's really going on there. And we have the QOL Stronghold Network. We're doing a full slate of broadcasting live Facebook shows twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, starting about 10 in the morning. And coming up 30 minutes after your show
ends. How dare you compete with me?
Oh, we didn't. Believe me, we purposely set the time. We don't want them to choose. We want them to go from you right to ours. premiering today, Tuesday and Thursday. You want to know what's going on, go to White Hot in Reno. And it's at 12:30, and they're going to get the they're going to hear stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 10.
No. We start these other shows at 10, but they're different kinds. They're not competitive with what you're doing at all. And plus, they can catch them later. They recycle on there. So, again, we don't want them choosing. We want them watching you every second of you. But, yeah, tell them tune in today. White Hot in Reno, and they're going to hear a dozen things they didn't know were going on and get some ideas on how to make them better.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you finally running for office, too. QOL-Reno.org. Take care of yourself. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. Who's next, Craig? I lost track. Kevin, talking about the state income tax thing. Hey, Kevin. Did we lose Kevin? All right, we lost Kevin, so let's go to Doug. Doug wants to talk about his process. Doug's called in before, and we were going through the process of his SBA disaster loan. How is it going, Doug? Have you gotten anywhere?
Well, hi, Monica. Several things have happened. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. On the 12th, that was about 10 days into this, I had sent them another email, and this is for the disaster relief for small business. They promised up to $10,000 per company business. I had nothing. I've heard nothing. Sent two emails, the initial submittal, heard nothing. So on the 12th, I called Congressman Amaday's office, and they were accommodating. They took my case number and ran it down and called me at the end of the day, which was probably 6:30 or 7 p.m. in Washington, and said, yes, they were slowed up, but I had done the proper submittal. I also called Senator Rosen's office, and that was a waste of rations.
I am so not surprised.
I mean, she is, anybody who voted for her, you're getting at the end of the line, because she has been worthless. Pelosi and Schumer have more power than she does, and she's just a yes woman. So,
well, and I was concerned, Doug, because she is all concerned and working on the disparity of the minorities getting more COVID-19, which really hasn't been even worked out in the numbers yet. But she's trying to insert herself into make that an issue.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to report, yesterday I received a generic email from the Small Business Administration that parroted that we would get $1,000 per employee. So for my company, that would be myself and my one employee, but no timeline. So the $2,000 for my company would help graciously. But I'm coming up on bills and things, and business has been okay, but it's still part of the system here that they're trying to push forward. So it's really just been, and I've checked with probably four or five other small businesses in the fly fishing industry as well, and they all are in that, we're just waiting and waiting. So
just
that's the latest.
As you continue to get more bills in the mail every day.
Absolutely. And less business, although business has been okay, I guess I'll just have to go out and try some of the fly rods we're making and take a couple of days to hit one of our lakes.
You do that and also create that for yourself as a stress reliever. So, Doug,
somebody's,
I appreciate you.
Them.
Somebody's got a test. Boy, you'll take on that hard job. Doug, thank you so much for taking us through this process and letting us know really how people are treated and who's doing what.
I'll update you as I hear.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And I can't wait to hear the next spot on the journey. This is what it is. It's wait and see. It's politics. It's government. Anytime government is involved, I mean, look at what Schumer and Pelosi are doing right now. Right now, at this moment, They are once again holding up a clean bill that just puts more money into the SBA to help people get loans because they were flooded. The money is almost gone. But what are Schumer and Pelosi doing? They're holding it up to be able to put more pork into it. They do not care about small business people, and they do not care about workers. I wish more people would wake up and understand that, because they sure as hell don't care about your health. Remember Pelosi down in Chinatown? Everything's great. As she's complaining that Trump stopped flights from China, she's down in Chinatown. Come on down. Check out the parade. Have some lunch. Come eat. Yeah. She doesn't care about you. She cares about herself and her family and her friends. We'll be back after this with you, my friends, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Ah, woo-hoo. We all need that little woo-hoo. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining me for this last 2 hours, 10 to noon every weekday. Love hearing from you. 884-9910. Take that number with you because that's also our text line. It's been a rough day, but we do have light on the horizon from our tyrannical government. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. Across the country, we have less than 600,000 cases of coronavirus. Less than 600,000. When in the 2019-2018 flu season, we had in the millions. On the bright side, 38,015 people have recovered. We have seen, though, 24,777 deaths, the majority of those in New York and New Jersey, thanks to Bill de Blasio and how he handled preparations for the last 4 years for something like this to happen. Out of those thousands of deaths, here in Nevada, we've seen 120. Here in Washoe County, we've seen 12. In the Quad County, Carson, Douglas, Lyon, Story, there have been no deaths. That's pretty impressive. People say it's because, oh, everybody jumped on the bandwagon with distancing and, no, you take that as it comes. Let the real pros, though, handle your insurance-related reconstruction. Go to realconstructioncompany.com or call 359-0700. Because pipes are still bursting, vandalism still happens, toilets still clog, life is still going on around us. So it's nice to see that some of those businesses are still up and running and still going strong to protect this community. Protecting this community, that's what it's all about. How do I protect this community? I'm not giving you fake news. I'm not giving you hype. I'm hoping what you take away from this show is reality. Death happens. Viruses come and go. It's all about preparedness. I would not say that I'm a hardcore prepper, but I'm always prepared. Food, water, medicine. Because you never know what's going to happen. we could have an earthquake here tomorrow that would be devastating because we are a highly active earthquake zone. In the top four for the entire country. Yet, do you prepare for an earthquake? No. We rely too much on the government, whether it be city, state, or federal. We have to wake up and stop relying on them so much and take the control back. Fightfornevada.com. Log on. Help in the fight to recall Governor Sisolak, who has shown nothing but disregard for the people of Nevada. And for the rural people of Nevada, contempt. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Mwah! Big sloppy kiss for you. Talk to you tomorrow.